This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Breakfast is ready.
Morning, Laura Bennett.
Morning, Duncan Robinson. Hello, everyone.
Now, I shared with you privately last week that I was trying to grow a rich, masculine beard.
Yes.
But if you look at my face now, what is missing?
It's baby fresh.
That's it. The baby beard has gone. Well, in just a little bit, we'll be talking about why you changed your hair.
Yes, and also coming up next, it is Marriage Week. We're going to be talking with Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family about the ways you can cultivate longevity in marriage and also what role the kids have.
Why did you change your hair? Mm-hmm. I was trying to grow a beard.
You were doing well.
Going for the Ewan McGregor beard look. Here's the problem. Google that and then look at Pierce Brosnan with a beard because that's where I landed.
Look, Ewan has got like this nice sort of 3 months in growth.
It's gorgeous.
You look at Pierce Brosnan and he's got the grey patch in the middle and it's a little bit...
It's a platinum blonde patch. Why would you say grey?
It's a bit goatish. Let me just say that. But 1-300-40-2020, why did you change your hair? Hello, Jason.
Good morning, Laura and Duncan.
Chase, how you doing, mate?
Duncan, can I ask a quick question before I tell you mine? What colour is your hair?
My hair is brown, but it's got elements of platinum blonde through it.
Yes, well, my hair is brown too, and it has elements of platinum blonde through it as well.
You understand
so
what I'm going
what
through.
I do is every second time when I get Moira, the hairdresser, to come and does me and the boys before school term, she puts streaks of blonde through my hair.
See, then it actually is a platinum blonde, Jason. So do you like the blonde look? Are you happy with Moira?
Oh, I love it. And my kids, my 17-year-old gives me a bit about it, but my kids like it too.
Thanks for your call this morning, Jason. 1-300-40-2020. Or text, why was it that you changed your hair? Maybe it was a change in life season. Maybe you saw a cool look on a TV show and you thought, I could totally rock that.
Troy on the text line, 0448-40-2020, said he had a big hipster beard, went to give it a quick trim and then had the clipper fall off. I went up my face, shaving a large chunk of my luscious facial hair. I had to do something. Now I'm rocking a dad moustache.
Gosh.
I'd love a moustache.
Please don't. 1-300-40-2020. Jenny, good morning. Sounds like you have a different relationship to your hair. Tell us your story.
I do. Back in 93, 94, I had chemo because I had cancer.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I haven't been able to grow my hair. So my hair stays short. So it gets to the point, Duncan, where you're saying about your beard, how it gets that really itchy stage and you can't go through that.
Mm. Yeah.
Mine goes through the afro stage.
Oh. So is that kind of one of the effects of chemo that it ends up being a little more like fuzzy if there's any growth?
I think so, yeah. But I want to get past that where I can actually have long hair like yours, Laura. I'd love to be able to have long hair again.
Jenny. I can't. Can I ask, do you wear any wigs? I mean, I kind of look
no.
at it and... Okay, because I think, like, I would love to rock some... There's some incredibly cool wigs out there, and then I'd have a different style for every day.
Yeah, I've got short hair at the moment, but that's what I'm sporting, and I look like a total guy. I would love to be able to have long hair.
Well, I don't know...
I can't.
I don't know if this will help. You probably have to talk to your doctor and find out what the steps are. But I know that if you rub raw egg into your hair, that's meant to help because of the protein.
Really?
So if you want to give that a go, try rubbing some raw egg on your scalp.
Is this legitimate advice? Really?
I know, I'm serious. Thank you for your call, Jenny.
Wow.
It's true. If you rub raw egg, that's a hair treatment.
I had no idea.
Hope Breakfast.
With Laura and Duncan.
This is a Marriage Week. We've been chatting with Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family, and we've heard how he suggests you can cultivate longevity in your relationship.
We at Focus have sort of three I's: being informed, being involved, and being intentional. And it takes work. It takes effort. It takes you to study and ask questions from other people and get other people involved, those who have gone ahead, those who have made mistakes and learned from them and glean from others. So that's the being informed. Being involved is actually being genuinely interested in the other person to make them feel valued and respected and appreciated. And then the final one is being intentional. It takes effort and you have to think about the other person and not just think about yourself, but think of the other person more than yourself. And if you do those things with a nice balance, it can actually really enhance the health and well-being of your marriage.
Brett, I always love your segments, but I keep on thinking to myself, this is like best case scenario. And I really want to know, what is it like when Brett Ryan gets home? He's tired, he's cranky, he has a bad day of work, he wants to sit down, and everything has hit the fan at home, and you're having a frustrated conversation with your wife. What does that look like, and what are the right things to do in that moment?
Well, that's a really good question, and I never get cranky. I never have a bad day.
You're a fibber.
No. I say that sincerely. I tend to try, when I go home from after a busy day, I engage with music, and I try and decompress. So when I get home, I'm very intentional about being fully engaged. Now, I don't always succeed in that, especially because of our smartphones, which aren't so smart, because we tend to look at them more often than looking at someone in the face.
Yeah.
So I try and disconnect from technology when I get home, but I also know that there's a time that I need to be a little bit by myself. I need just to find a little bit of center. It might be reading the paper, it might be just reading an article or something like that, or just flicking on the TV or listening, watching a movie or something like that. And I know that I just need some time just to not speak.
Mm.
But then I also need to know I need to re-engage with the world, with my kids, with my wife in particular, and give her my undivided attention, because I don't know what their day has been, and so I really want to be genuinely interested and give my full undivided attention. But it's not always successful, but I tend to try and live what I speak about.
Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family for Marriage Week.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan
on Hope 103.2.
Duncan, it's been a while since we've heard from Adam. How's he doing?
Oh, my buddy Adam. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. So we planned on hanging out with one another, and then his whole family came down with gastro. Mm. Then we couldn't orchestrate a time because we ended up going to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Then he had like 9 bucks weekends in a row.
But so I thought you guys really connected as like sort of mid-30-year-old gentlemen trying to make adult friends. You talked about Star Wars and football and basketball.
Listen, he was, the bromance was strong, very strong, but it's just been challenging to find a time to hang out. Finally, this weekend, actually, our families are going to get together. We're going to have a barbecue.
I'd like to remind you of part of your conversation.
When we left, did you notice it was a bit awkward there? Handshake.
I wanted to give you a bro hug, but I wasn't sure of the appropriateness.
Is the bro hug okay, Adam?
Oh, look, a bro hug would be okay. And exchanging of numbers and NBA finals coming up, that's probably a good reason right there.
That's how long ago this was. NBA finals. Yep. You were saying that you and Adam would hang out. So what are your plans for this weekend then?
Okay, so here's the challenge. Adam's going to come out, hang out with us for the first time. He's going to bring all his kids over.
Mm.
Usually we do barbecue, okay? But my wife has put on the cards Mexican, because we also do killer Southwest-style Mexican with slow-cooked barbacoa. And I just don't know what we're going to do, because I want to make, Laura, I want to make a great first impression. Well,
Mexican's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, you could have a fantastic soundtrack playing as you guys eat fajitas.
Little mango salsa, little fajitas. Yeah, we could do some fajitas on that.
Although barbecue is good. Smoking some ribs.
It's Billy Joel, the theme song for barbecue.
1-300-40-2020. We're absolutely using you this morning, Hopeland.
Okay, we need your help, Hopeland.
Should Duncan make barbecue for his new friend Adam, or should he go with Mexican?
Because this is a big deal. I want to make a great first impression. Does Mexican say great first impression, or does barbecue?
Well, as long as he's not there once you've digested the Mexican, first impression's intact. 1-300-40-2020. Sean, morning. What do you think would make the right impression, barbecue or Mexican?
Well, I think, guys, that barbecue is going to give Duncan his best chance to impress.
Oh, why's this?
Well, I think, like, you know, if Duncan says, yeah, come around for a barbecue, everyone has their idea of what a barbecue is, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, love a barbecue, a few snags, whatever. And then Duncan's going to pull off some ripper barbecue.
Yeah, some slow smoke.
Suitably impressed, right?
Sean, thank you.
Ooh, I like that, Sean. Listen, on the text line as well, Brittany's jumped on and she said, after trying Duncan's barbecue rub, I would definitely vote for barbecue.
You had some of the bespoke Laura and Duncan Father's Day.
Right.
Nice, excellent. Glad you like that, Brit.
A little bit of heat in it. Love it.
1-300-40-2020. Anthony, good morning. What do you reckon?
Look, I think in this you've got to be a little bit tactical, which means I think you should lead with the Mexican, because as you say, your Mexican's pretty good, so no one's going to be disappointed. But as a bit of a teaser, you know, as a bit of a lure for a second mandate, you can just drop the hint that you do this awesome barbecue, and this could be a lead into a second marriage.
Anthony, coy.
Genius. You should be my catering instructor. I love that as an idea. Mexican first date, barbecue second date.
You know how to keep them coming, don't you?
I need to take a moment, and you better be sitting down, because Liam Neeson, this guy.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Whoa, that's from Taken. So serious.
So good. Liam Neeson, action superstar, has announced that he's actually going to retire from doing action movies altogether.
I don't think this is a bad thing, though, because like he's 65, which is why he said he's retiring.
Yes.
It's just going to get ridiculous. But this means he's got more time for the other favourite movies that he's been in, like being in Narnia.
There is a deep magic more powerful than any of us that rules over all of Narnia.
He's Aslan.
I would like to propose a suggestion to Liam, because I don't think I'm ready to have him hang up the shoes of action movie stars, okay? Mm-hmm. Aslan is computer generated, so why doesn't he do computer generated action movies that he just voices Liam back in the action movie category?
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
Thought.
I've been perspiring over these inspiring ruminations.
I did notice some pit patches. I'm sorry.
Yes, because I've been deep in thought as I plumb the milky prefrontal cortex for some juicy tidbits.
Whoa, what are the juicy tidbits of this week's
Here
thoughtful
is
thoughts?
My thoughtful thought, Laura. A vanilla soy latte.
Yes.
Is a type of a three bean soup.
One, two, three. Because you've got vanilla bean.
Yeah.
You've got soy bean.
Yeah.
And then you got the coffee bean.
It's a three bean soup.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, your latte is a little more healthy than you might have realized.
Totally, a lot more healthy.
How about this, okay? I'm actually pinching this from someone else wise in my life. You know how like we're thinking about driverless cars, right? Mm. Why not? Wouldn't you start with driverless trains? Because the trains don't have to turn corners or anything like that. They're literally on a track.
They're on a track.
They're on a track.
You just have to stop start commands when you get to a state. It would be way easier.
Who's in charge?
Why did we not start there?
Gladys, these are our thoughtful thoughts.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me, every day.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Where's that from?
Winning Hearts over in The Notebook.
Oh.
That's why you don't know it, because you haven't seen it. But some great love, relationship, marriage advice is a good thing to lean into.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Marriage Week this week. And what we want to know is what stuff have you learnt from your parents about marriage? Over the weekend, it was the first anniversary of my father's passing. It's one of the reasons I was off on Monday. And so it was a very retrospective kind of weekend. And part of that, I was kind of reflecting on my mum and dad's marriage, which was essentially to death do us part. Mm. And one of the things I really appreciated about my dad was that he showed me how to live as a husband through both the good seasons of life and also the bad seasons of life. And I really took that on board to know that, you know, like you don't have just good days and bad days. You can have good months and bad months. And Dad showed me how to navigate that.
For Marriage Week, 1-300-40-2020, what is the thing that you've learned from mum and dad, or maybe as a married couple, you've got some really great advice you'd love to share this morning? Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi. So what life lesson from marriage would you like to share?
It's actually our 20th anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations.
And this is actually my second marriage, so I've learned a fair bit.
Okay.
Share some wisdom, Wendy.
One of the things I see that really troubles me is that children don't respect their parents.
Amen,
and
sister.
One of these things that the women can really do is show respect to their partners and model it for their children. If you've got disagreements and so forth, don't air it in front of the children. Air it in a respectful way away from the children so that you don't undermine that feeling of respect and that respect those children should have for their parents.
I love that, Wendy.
And the other thing too is you're going to have bad times, as you said, and you know maybe you're stressed and you're tired, and it's your partner's turn to load the dishwasher or wash up. but the times when you feel you should still say thank you.
Yeah.
And the times when you least feel feel like saying thank you for doing that at the time when you most need to do it.
Oh, Wendy.
Wendy, so fantastic.
Thank you.
Can I ask one question, Wendy? It's your 20th anniversary today. Do you have anything planned?
Yeah, we do actually. We've exchanged gifts. I gave him bacon and eggs in bed for breakfast this morning.
Love
it. And we're going to dinner and the movies tonight.
Ah, good combo.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan. New release Thursday.
Time to catch up with Russ Matthews from The Real Dialogue and also The Big Picture. He's talking about Captain Underpants.
Hi, I'm George Beard, and this is my best friend Harold Hutchins.
We just make comics and try to make each other laugh.
And this old guy is Mr. Krupp.
George Harold!
He's the worst principal in the world.
Ever since you attended this school, you've been responsible for one prank after another.
Some of those must have been really hard to pull off.
Like that tiger?
Oh, that tiger was crazy.
Morning, Russ. Now, I hear this trailer and I just think, wow, it's going to be toilet humor.
Tra-la-la. Yeah, definitely. It's, you know what? Batman, forget about it. Superman, forget about it. This is Captain Underpants we're dealing with here. You know, it's a... It is truly in the mindset of year four boys. You know, you have George and Harold who have this comic book that they've designed called Captain Underpants. And often unwittingly, they actually hypnotize their principal, as you heard the voice of Ed Helms, who ends up Mr. Krupp, into becoming Captain Underpants. And none too soon, because, you know, they've just hired the evil, the dastardly Professor Poopy Pants at their school as their new science teacher. So wouldn't you know, this is for the epic battle of the century.
Russ, I would guess that you've probably already had this experience with your kids, but this was my first experience with my son who saw a trailer for a movie and was like, I want to see that movie at the cinemas. And because I think it's that toilet humor really sits in his wheelhouse.
They hit their target market spot on. Parents will not understand most of it, but man, you take a primary school boy,
yep.
And man, they were going to love this film because it has the toilet humor and all the different things that are part of it, but yet it's still done in a very, you know, it's done in a good way in the sense that it's not like way, well, it's actually over the top. I mean, come on, Poopy Pants. But I was actually laughing at it. This is just a fun movie all in all.
Why do you think people love it? Because there is the toilet humor thing, but does it engage audiences with any kind of heart at all in the mix?
Well, the thing I really love about this, and I think that really grabbed me, especially as a father and a father of a son, is that these boys were allowed to be boys, but then also they were allowed to be friends. And I think in this era, male friendship has really been diminished in so many different ways.
Yep.
And really kind of taken away, either emasculated or actually minimized to just silliness. While these guys were really good friends, so they were allowed to be boys, they were allowed to be friends, and also they were allowed to be creative. And even though there's some things that they did that were, you know, questionable, all in all, it's really a great film for friendship and also just, I don't know, just being silly.
Russ, give us a score out of 5.
I really enjoyed this one. I'm going to give it 3 out of 5.
No, 3 underpants out of 5. Thank you, Russ.
3 underpants out of 5.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you at the movies.
The winner of the X Factor 2013 is...
My goodness, what a voice. Yeah, we saw her on X Factor, loved what she did there. And this morning, Dami joins us to talk about compassion, her work with compassion, and one of the ways that we can support our sponsor children. Good morning, Dami.
Hello.
Hi, Dami. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I think the introduction just shocked me. hearing the announcement, it still gives me a jump in my heart.
Yeah, you still feel those original shivers?
Yeah. And it's been 4 years already, and that moment is just so intense. And how he makes us wait how many seconds between
there. That's always the nasty bit, the suspense. But Dami, it has been a big few years for you. You obviously won X Factor. You got to represent Australia in Eurovision, and we've seen you as part of promotional campaigns for lots of different brands. How have you found transitioning from your quiet life, loving singing, into holding this global platform?
Well, for me, it was sometimes really confusing, you know. With every person going to a different job, it can be difficult, I guess. But for me, it was such a big change from X Factor to, you know, making albums and then going to Eurovision. And then, yeah, but I guess most important thing is I, you know, still live in the same place, same family, same hobby. Have, you know, really close friends from church in Brisbane. Still, you know, I see them regularly. So it really, I think, helped me to keep grounded. And also, you know, having my Compassion Sponsor Kids also really helped me grounded as well, because it sort of gives me a reason as a Compassion Ambassador to, you know, really do my best in what I do with my singing, with my profile. It gives me meaning, you know. I can raise more awareness for more people to about the work of Compassion.
And I mean, you and your hubby Noah, by the way, you often see him over your shoulder when you make press appearances, etc. He's taking photos, he's smiling, he's supporting you. You guys have got to go and visit your Compassion sponsored children, of which you have 8, mind you. When you've gone to visit them, what has struck you about the way that their lives are just impacted by that support?
Well, for me, just looking at their lives in person, it was really amazing, because, you know, first of all, I got to realize that these profile photos that I got to see of them, they were actually real people. And sometimes it really takes you to go there and see them to kind of let it sink in and see the difference that they get to, you know, actually go to school. And, you know, even though they don't live in the greatest condition, but they have this hope for the future of breaking out of this cycle of poverty, and that it won't be, you know, hopelessness, but there is so much hope for them. So that was the main thing, that there was a future for these kids.
And this weekend, Saturday the 16th, Compassion, along with yourself, you're inviting those of us that do already sponsor a child to share a selfie. What's happening with this campaign?
Well, so all it is it's a campaign where we take a picture, you know, a selfie with the picture of our sponsor kids, or, you know, if you don't want to be in it, just take the picture, you know, of the sponsor kid on your fridge or something. And it's actually a global movement with, you know, millions of Compassion supporters or sponsors around the world are going to be sharing their sponsor selfies tomorrow. And we're hoping to let people know about this and what an amazing experience it is to sponsor kids and release them from poverty, and hoping that more people will join us.
Yeah, Damium, thank you for joining us this morning. What fantastic work you do. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. So, yeah, everybody share your sponsor selfies.
Yeah, you got to do it. Hashtag sponsor selfie is the way you can do that. And also follow as well what inspiring stories are going to be on there.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
On Hope 103.2.
It is Feel Good Friday. Good morning, Jennifer. What are you celebrating?
I just got into university.
Well, hey, what are you going to be studying?
Secondary education.
Ah, so is getting into uni, has that been a long-standing dream for you?
Yes, it has. I've been waiting 6 months, so I'm very excited.
Whoa, well done. Congratulations, Jennifer. Good morning, Amanda. What are you celebrating for Feel Good Friday?
My daughter, unfortunately, at the beginning of last week, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Oh, wow. How's she doing?
Her blood sugars were really high last Monday in the hospital. They were sending us 28.6, and then now they're being like half that.
So, whoa!
Or more than half that, actually. So she's not in the best range yet. So, but it's coming down, and yeah, she's starting to feel better.
So you wish her all the best from us. That is fantastic news to hear that she's making such positive progress, Amanda. That's amazing.
Yes. Okay.
You let us know how that goes. Thank you for your call this morning. Celebrating your wins for the week for Feel Good Friday. Hello, Dave. What is it that you're celebrating?
I'm celebrating my 33rd wedding anniversary.
Hey, congratulations. What are your plans?
Not sure at this stage, but definitely involve a celebration of some sort. So.
That's awesome. Last-minute plans. Well, you know what, Dave? I think you can have the ultimate gift. Give your wife some Laura and Duncan wet wipes.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds great.
You enjoy those. Make sure we get those sent out to you. 1-300-40-2020. George, what is it that you are celebrating?
Hi, I'm celebrating winning a dance competition. I came third.
Whoa, what kind of dance was it?
It was a tango dance.
Well, you're going to win all the ladies in years to come, George. Thanks very much for your call.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast. Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.